Dios te bendiga. Mira, el tema que Miguel ahí le está hablando.
God bless you. Look, the topic that Miguel is talking to you about is exactly like that. Because by being in a new dispensation, the things that pertain to the dispensation of grace, they are being left behind. And I say left behind because there is always an interlace. Look, we stopped the baptisms, the washing of feet, the Holy Supper, all of that. Because with the fulfillment of what all those things represented, for he says, this do ye in remembrance of me until I come. And all of that represented the sacrifice of Christ on Calvary's cross. But that also represented what God would be carrying out in a new dispensation. By eating of the tree of life in his second coming. And to remain cleansed with that manna. Because holiness is required within the most holy place. In other words, they are things that symbolize, represented the death, burial, and resurrection. Notice the baptism, which was an event that took place. But it also shows our complete immersion in the waters of the Word and to be resurrected, that is, now in an eternal and glorified body which God will give us. And that period of time where God is doing that work is now. See, it has a double fulfillment. As with the Scriptures, he has said that they have double, triple fulfillment. In other words, they have multiple revelations. As Brother William says in another excerpt and other writings, where the Scriptures are fulfilled from different angles, because we have to see them all. That is, all the revelations, all the Scriptures, one has to see them from the different angles to be able to make a correct and complete picture. Therefore, the things that were done during the dispensation of grace, which and of which they have been left behind, that is why at the beginning I said they are being left behind, because they are still things that are being left behind by the people who are being prepared for the transformation. The things that can be left all at once, notice, they are left behind. They are things that you can leave at the moment, right then. There are things that are left a little later on. It is like with medications. Sometimes there are medications that you can't leave all at once, because they can harm your body. And you begin leaving them behind, beginning to take half a dose or less of the dose and less of the dose and less of the dose until the body can assimilate it. Until you reach a point where you don't need that type of medication or pill. But with some other medications, it's not like that, where you can leave them all at once. And that's how it is with dispensational changes. Now, when it's a change from one dispensation to another, there is always that battle that they try to bring things to a new dispensation. And they cannot be cut off all at once because they would cause a lot of harm to the whole body. But rather, they are left behind little by little until you come to realize that they are left behind. Just like the part that I mentioned to you about the medication, see? There are medications which you cannot cut off at once. In this case, let's give an example. Baptism, see? They were left behind. Because that pertained to the dispensation of grace. And it was something that had to be cut off removed. Because we could not be taken a message which would give the person an expectation that he would obtain a new birth in order to then be prepared for transformation. If the elect were complete already. Do you see why that had to be cut off from the root, uprooted? Because that could not continue to be made known as something that gave an expectation of a new birth when that door was already closed. Do you see that angle? Now, as for the children's meetings or gathering, as our brother Miguel said there, well, they are shown that part of the drawings, all those things, they show to them in that way, which is of a great help for the children. And the ones that are older, many times they come to church, and maybe they are in an age that they are like a little bit restless. And if they wish to be an area where, before the activity begins, to be there listening to some audio or reading some portions of the studies, well, that is fine, see? These are things that one can't put a stop to it. For some brethren to go who desire to have that fellowship, those are, let us say, the things that are gradually being left behind. But one can't prohibit them. If some brethren wish to do so and to have fellowship like that. For example, the ministers' meetings. There is fellowship in the ministers' meeting. And during those ministers' meetings, the works that are needed to be done are discussed, but the word of God is heard. Though we are already fully entering, let us say, to that part of only one voice. And I hope you understand me. I don't want you to go to extremes so you understand. See, in that case, we have meetings like that. Because he says that God has appointed in his church apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers. See? For the perfecting of the church. But there will come a time where all that is joined together and condensed in his coming. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to have ministers' meeting to have fellowship and where we talk about work, also about some goals to help a certain pastor to build his auditorium. Well, that remains. Since we are in these bodies and we are on this planet Earth, and it's the way we communicate with each other. But in the millennial kingdom, it will be different. But now, while we are in these bodies, we have to continue doing it that way. Because we have changed from one dispensation, the person will not stop eating. Since we ate in a past dispensation or a past age, well, in the next dispensation, we will continue to eat. Because we have to, because it's part of our daily life. See, likewise is the ministers' meetings. We always had ministers' meetings before, and now we're having them. And they are of a blessing. But notice that the focus is always given to listen to one voice only. And, for example, also with the activities carried out with brethren that connect, which is something that we didn't have before. For example, at evening. Maybe they coordinate for a certain time, a time that maybe the majority of them around the world begin to watch television or start doing things that are not good. And the children of God, well, some study at home with their family, or others, if they're alone, or even the family itself, and want to have fellowship through Zoom with other brethren, they open a group. And in that group, they put hymns and they put an audio. Or they have another way, you read this page, this page, this page, that page, and then they say goodbye and leave. That is, it's the way where there is that fellowship, but always around the Holy Spirit, who is our leader. Now, that is why he said that the time would come when the congregations would be accompanying even the devotionals. That means that will be live, see? With the manifestation of God from the Great Tent Cathedral. In other words, everything goes in a progressive way until the time will come when everyone will be focused on that place. But there is always an interlace between something and other things until it always reaches, since all things are like that, until they reach that peak part. And that fellowship that they always have in that way is of a great blessing, but always being cautious. That is not for somebody to stand at the front and to begin to read and explain, and to say, this here means this, this here means that. But rather, each message that God has brought by every messenger in each age, that is already the interpretation of that message. In our time, the teaching under the tent is just as God is bringing it. That is how it is. You cannot add to it or take away from it. It has always been like that. As in the time of Brother Branham, when he said, say what the tape says. And in the time of Brother William, he said, the videos are there. Everything is there. It is all recorded. It's all in booklets. Why? Because that which they brought, when it was being fulfilled, if they added leaven to the message of Brother Branham or the message of Brother William, then when God was fulfilling what they spoke, then it would not bring the effect, and the brethren would not see the fulfillment of that which they spoke. It is the same in this time, in the present message, in the present teaching, which is the fulfillment of what they brought. And you can read directly from some Bible study, or directly listen to it. And in that way, no one has to start explaining or having meetings where someone stands in the front and say, well, this means this, this means that. This is one of the things that our Brother Miguel also refers to, that they are no longer, as before, groups like that, that stand out. From such and such a group, now we'll have a meeting from such and such a group. Look, I think our Brother Miguel remembers that when we started, when I started recording at the trips, I saw that there were groups of lady and youth and children. And Brother William in the morning would go to one group, and then we would go to the other one, and then the next one. And I think on one occasion around 2000 or 2001, I told him, for Brother William said on that Sunday message, he said, see, if we had a meeting on Saturday or Saturday night in a place, I would not be here with you in this minister meeting, because almost every Saturday we had a minister meeting in the morning, and at noon we will go out and have a meeting in a small town, and on Saturday night at another place, and on Sunday we would have the Sunday service. And they had them like going to and fro from here to there. Why can't you just have it in one place, one meeting alone? For example, on Saturday they all meet together, and we have all the activities of all those groups, and you make a better use of time. And I think it was in Monterrey he told me, tell that to Miguel. Tell those same words to Miguel. I don't know if Miguel remembers that. But notice how God was already placing that feeling in my heart, because that ministry that was going to be operating in the midst of the church was already being used by God through that line of hearing and having only one group, see? only one voice, not different leaders in different groups. In other words, God has been guiding us from the beginning so that then at the same time, we reach the part where He wants to have His people so that they are focused and prepared to receive the rapturing faith, which is what God is doing now. Everything is reaching that part where everything is focused on the tent. So therefore, I hope you have understood a little bit of this question that you make me from that audio sent to you, Brother Miguel, referring to that. And he, as he is telling you, so it is. We cannot bring things from a past dispensation and place it at this time in which we are living, because that has already passed. In other words, it is already a closed dispensation. But there are things that are being, let us say, left behind. And we are already reaching a point where the time will come when it will be only directly from the tent. May God bless you greatly. And any other little thing, well, we can see those points with Brother Miguel. So you can have a clear understanding of everything that God is fulfilling in this end time. Notice, like in these days, God was showing us something that had already been spoken in other messages, and Brother William also spoke of it. Like the part when it speaks of the voice of the shout, the voice of the archangel and trumpet of God. See? The shout in Brother Branham. The voice of archangel in our Brother William. The trumpet of God in this end time, the ministries of Moses and Elijah. But all of that is being fulfilled and condensed into one today. Because in that interlace that took place there, where the baptisms and all that was left behind, there was a shout. The people had to be expecting for that call to go up to the cornerstone. There was a shout there in the come up hither. The voice of Archangel was there, a dispensational messenger, and the trumpet of God, which is the ministries of Moses and Elijah. Because there is where that part comes in. What the seventh seal is for the church is the seventh trumpet for Israel, the coming of the Lord. The coming of the Lord, the seventh seal, and the seventh trumpet, Moses and Elijah, for the Hebrew people. But it's all the same. It's one thing. That is why there, when they saw Jesus being adopted, they saw Moses and Elijah. But when that voice then said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, where I am pleased to dwell in. Hear ye him." When they look, they saw Jesus alone, see? And thus it is in this end time, with the fulfillment of the coming of the Son of Man with His angels. And when it is spoken of the shout, voice of Archangel and trumpet of God, there we see the shout in Brother Branham. We see the voice of Archangel in Brother William, and we see the trumpet of God in the ministry of Moses and Elijah. But at the end, when the people come to see, and the Hebrew people, they see all three in one. And there is the mystery of the seventh seal. Do you see how simple it is? That is the other angle in which one also has to see it. In order to understand what the seventh seal for the church and what the seventh trumpet for Israel is. But it's all the same. Well, may God bless you, may God keep you. And greetings to all the brethren over there.